Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You mentioned you were watching, what version were you watching last night, the draft? What were you talking about?
You really had no choice. And I know for some folks, this argument doesn't fly because, Carl, I feel sorry for some folks out there. There's generations now who've just been inundated with mediocre television from ESPN. Mm. They just don't know what the good stuff was. Go back and watch CBS in the 80s. You'll go, wow, that was good. But anyway, yeah, last night you had no choice. You know, either just watch it online or, you know, it was ABC with Stephen A. Who's,
yeah.
I mean, ever since he got the contract, he's lost his damn mind. I mean, he's lost. Look, guys, I say it every time. And Carl's got a career. He's got a burgeoning television career once again. So I don't want to. I will separate him from this conversation because you have a lot of friends at the Four Letter Network.
I do.
But I can say this because no one's ever going to hire me anymore. I'm where I'm at. But, I mean, it's hard to watch. And I support everybody's hustle. Make money in this world if you can. We've had interns and young people go on and do great things in the business. Hey, everybody out there. You know, that's why we always say, be nice, Carl, because who knows, you might be working for some of these people, right? But, Stephen A., you forgot how you got there. You're acting like a tool. You're just screaming about everything. You don't know anything. You're not putting any research in. He's probably got a division of people giving him the notes that
for
he's
sure.
not reading.
Yeah.
And I love Kendrick Perkins because he's a likable guy, but he's not making any sense.
This draft is deep.
They've got a general manager who actually drafted people, and they're not even using him as a resource last night on the broadcast. So it was about as unwatchable as anything. Well, actually, check that. Another jump shot inside the free throw line. That's really his strong suit. It's the most unwatchable thing since this season ended. ESPN is horrible.
Why would you say that, Mike? What about the baseball broadcast?
Yes, that too.
Wow.
Can't watch any of it. Can't wait till NBC gets the lion's share of this stuff. Because they know what they're doing. Sorry, what was the question?
You've answered it.
Yeah, I watched a little bit. I got to the Hawks. And then,
I had it
good on, night, Irene.
I had it on mute. Honestly, I did. It's funny, Day-Day and I were talking about this until we got close to our pick. Because I wanted to obviously, you know, but as I watched it, I was like, anyways, I agree with you 200%. And it's not about, you know, sometimes you just feel like guys are miscast. That's
right.
Part of it. Right. And you're talking about, you know, a guy that built the champion with Golden State and he's not on the main broadcast telling you, this is what I'm thinking about these draft picks
right.
or team building and things that might help. You know, take the broadcast a little bit further. Instead, again, and I love Kendrick Perkins. Like I said, I known him a long time. He gave me nothing last night. Kendrick's, yeah, sorry, bro. You gave me nothing last night.
This draft is deep.
You know, it was my grandma's. Oh, stop. The other thing last night, and I think, and Mike Conte, our boss, we were talking before the show, Carl and I, the other thing is the NFL draft is the best draft show. Nobody compares. Baseball's trying. They don't know what they're doing. The NBA is so hard to watch because in the NFL, when Bijan Robinson gets drafted, he comes out and he puts on a Falcons hat and he hugs the commissioner. He's a Falcon for at least the next 4 or 5 years. He's a Falcon.
Yeah.
When these guys get drafted, it's so convoluted. The logo is up there for the Hawks at 22, and we've already traded the pick to Brooklyn. You know, you're wearing a Hawks hat. It makes no sense. The commissioner comes up. Imagine Roger Goodell going, well, by the way, the 10th pick is no longer going to the Packers. It's been traded to Chicago for another consideration. And now, with the 12th pick, it's all over the place. It's just disjointed. It's not a good product. I mean, it looks silly. You know, and these players, as we said, you know, last night, watching some of these guys like, oh, I'm where? Oh, I'm going to Utah. Oh, okay. So I think the NBA, if they want to make this more watchable product, they need to put some effort into how the rules play out so at least you have some degree of permanency that I know this player is going where he's supposedly wearing the hat and the graphics and the whole thing.
Well, look, the reality is the draft should happen after the league year starts.
Correct.
Because then we could truly talk about all
yes.
of this stuff being what it is. And that's part of the problem. I mean, per NBA rules in the CBA, they can't even discuss things that are happening
right.
leading up to their draft, which makes it hard.
We had a hard time. Look, I like what I heard from Antti Salé yesterday, but we had to dance around the subject with him. We couldn't even talk about Porzingis.
And it's not his fault. That's not on him. But yeah, because he would have talked to us about it. But yeah, he doesn't want to get a big fine, and the Hawks not getting a big fine because it actually is not official yet. Either way, I wanted to hear you what you said to me in the break, and that's pretty much what you said. 404-726-0929. The Dominator's behind the glass today. Obviously, Day-Day is our executive producer. Before we get into the Daily Download, the first overall pick was a no-brainer. How good is Cooper Flagg going to be? I don't know. Mm. But this was the part that was not drama-filled whatsoever.
With the first pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg from Duke University.
This draft is deep.
So he goes to Dallas, and everybody was like, okay, what's next? Here's what's funny. The kid that was trying to, like, Mike, snub all of these teams and make his own path ends up, you mentioned, going to Utah.
Right.
Bro, you're going to Utah. You couldn't have picked a worse situation for yourself.
Right, and Ace Bailey, look, I hate when people on social media just get all negative because you're like, I don't know him. I don't know his backstory. All I know is the stuff that happened in the last 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And why are you blowing off a team for a job interview that might take you third overall? What is that? You know what I mean?
Well, there's money connected to that, too.
Yeah, you basically just, if you believe you lost two spots, that's a couple $1 million.
Easy.
And then, you know, look, is it fair that Eli Manning and the Manning family can manipulate where he goes, or John Elway was able to do it, and subsequently in the NBA, young African-American kids can't seem to get that? I don't know. That's another argument for another day. But you don't got that Eli Manning, John Elway juice, son. So it just seemed like it was just kind of all over the place where all of a sudden people haven't seen this guy even play for Rutgers and they're rooting against him now in the NBA.
Yeah, it was interesting. But it played out the way it played out. And listen, Utah's going to do what they do. Danny Ainge is out there. Danny Ainge does not care. He does not care what you think, what you feel. He's going to do what he wants to do. And if you end up not wanting to be there, he'll be happy to trade you. But I'm curious to see how that all shakes out. All right, man, we got a lot more to dive into. Braves in action tonight. Mm-hmm. We talked about it. And we're going to talk more about our Hawks and the future of this team. But right now, let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Well, this is how it sounded when it was our turn to draft last night, and this is what it sounded like.
Send me back to Commissioner's Over.
We have another trade to announce. As part of a deal to be finalized later, the Washington Wizards are trading to the Utah Jazz the draft rights to Walter Clayton Jr., the 18th pick, and the Jazz are trading to the Wizards the draft rights to Will Riley, the 21st pick. And with the 23rd pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Ason Newell from the University of Georgia.
Now, again, that was our pick.
That's the Hawks' pick because, again, they need to have free agency. You just nailed it. This has made no sense. Free agency, then have your draft. And maybe, you know what? I don't even want to see Nosferatu on stage. Okay, that's the original Dracula, by the way, and that's what the commissioner looks like. Just I don't even need him there. Let the announcers just have fun with this. He's got no charisma. At least Goodell may be a stuff shirt. He's got a degree of charisma, you know, with the crowd. But either way, that whole, like, again, that paragraph before you even get to a pick who's not even going to the team you said he is.
All right, what about what Ason brings to our club? Because this is what everybody wants to know. All right, if you didn't watch him at Georgia, what is he? How good can he be? He was asked this question last night after being drafted.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of contagious energy on the offensive side and the defensive side. I'm elite at rim running, spacing the floor with my three-point shot, and also being able to guard multiple positions. I can take a smaller defender in the post and, you know, take a larger matchup off the dribble.
That's a lot.
Yeah, like he's versatile. Look, you and I talked about it. We really needed him to really step up in the tournament, and unfortunately that wasn't the case. But he had a couple of big 20-point performances down the stretch. He's a guy that can kind of the modern NBA guy as far as a bigger player to stretch the floor. He can play defense. He gets in the passing lanes. All things they talked about last night. But as Georgia fans, you saw it. In a perfect world, he sticks around for another year or two and he's more polished. Not the way it works. But I think he can develop. And hopefully this staff, works with him and he picks some things up because Porzingis is a pretty good guy to model your game after, isn't he?
Yeah, he does bring a lot of things that we need. We need more of it. And when I say, the things, think about Dyson Daniels, a bigger version. Like that effort, that defensive presence, he can do all of those things, Mike. The offense will come. He's not a great three-point shooter. That's not what he did at Georgia, but he can't shoot the three. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Daily download brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
It is our Atlanta Braves. Two things, Mike. Ronald Acuña announced yesterday he's going to participate in the Home Run Derby. Are you okay with that?
You know, normally, Carl, I would say no, because I don't want extra wear and tear. And we've always debated, didn't we do the numbers? And like the curse is actually only, I think, is it 47% of players slow down? Aaron Judge famously slowed down because, you know, it's technically beyond the halfway point in the season.
Yeah, yeah.
But now that I've got tickets to the Home Run Derby.
You want to see it?
No, I'm excited that Ed Cunha will be there. I think it's going to be electric. And hey, he's well rested, kind of, at least. Look, the old debate was, do you expend so much energy if you go deep in the Home Run Derby? But the fans are going to want to see it. I know I'm going to want to see it sitting there in the stadium. And I think it's kind of been disproven. I think that some guys who had such amazing starts in the first half, just you can't maintain that for 162. And that's why maybe after they were in the Home Run Derby, some of the numbers drop. You buy that?
I do. And I'm okay with it because it's here in the ATL and he's our guy. And right. It'd be great for him to be showcased and win this thing. So great. He's the first one to announce. Meanwhile, Braves lose last night. Problem, we didn't get great starting pitching. 3 1/3, you lose 7-3, and Didier Fuentes did not last. Here's Snit talking about Fuentes' start.
No, it is a real tough. I mean, you got to hit your spots, and there's no room for error against a lineup like this, especially after they see him one time. And, you know, just kind of got some balls too much in the middle of the plate and secondary stuff. Just overall command probably could. Wasn't great.
When he had, either full counts or he was behind in the count, he was trying to groove a fastball. And, you know, you just know that major league hitters are going to just, at least you get that location right. Soto actually had two.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Another home run off of Cox later in the game. But, yeah, the Mets just kind of teed off on a young pitcher learning his way in his second performance in the bigs. That's what – only thing was going to save us was, you know, the Braves getting off to a rocket start and take some pressure off him, and unfortunately that wasn't the case.
We're going to see what happens tonight. We're going to talk with Grant McCauley coming up a little bit later on.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.